Today be the day. Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Oh, I say, let your kingdom come. Let today be the day. Oh, sometimes I go in my closet prayer and pray. I say, God, let your kingdom come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. I say, come Jesus, come. Let today, we've been waiting so long. Day you return to heal every hurt, to right every wrong. We need you right now. Oh, come and turn this thing around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt, to right every wrong. Lord, we need you to come. Oh, we need you to come turn this thing around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come Jesus, come. Come, come Jesus, come. Come, come Jesus, come. Come Jesus, come. Oh, we pray today. I say, come Jesus, come. Creation is waiting. Come my Lord. Come Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return. Heal every hurt for the day you return. Come, my Lord, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. Only you, Jesus, will right every wrong. You will right every wrong. You will right every wrong. You will right every wrong, oh Lord. Justice will come when your kingdom come. You will write everyone. You will write everyone, God. Oh Lord, we pray, come Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt, to right every wrong. We need you to come. Come and turn this thing around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Deep down I know. Deep down I know. Deep down I know. This world isn't home. I'm just a passing through. Deep down I know, God. Deep down I know. This world isn't home. Deep down I know, and I know, yes I know, yes I know, this world is not my home. Deep down I know, deep down I know, oh, oh, oh. Father God, we stand on your word this morning. Jesus, you said it in John, it says, you know, I go prepare a place for you. And then when I'm done, I will come. Oh, Jesus. Lord, we count on your word this morning. We count on it, Father. Deep down we know. Deep down we know. Deep down in we know that this world is not our home. Lord, we thank you this morning for your presence. We thank you, Father, for just giving us this desire and opportunity again to be in your house. Your house must be a house of prayer. So therefore, Lord, we lift up the banner of prayer in this place, Jesus. Father, I pray, just like I was singing, I say, come, Jesus, come. Let justice come. Let your kingdom come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Father, this morning we come in agreement with your word, though knowing that the Bible says creation is groaning. Creation is groaning. Creation is groaning for the appearing of your sons, of your daughters. Ah, come, Jesus, come. Come, Abba, come. Ah, let it come, let it come. Let justice, let your light come, Father. Let your light shine in this dark world. Let your light shine in the soul of the lost souls. Let your light shine in our city, Lord.
Let your light shine in Virginia Beach, Jesus. Father, this hour I lift up a banner of intercession over this city, Jesus Christ. Just like you were talking to Abraham, you says, you know, if I find only a couple of hens full of righteous people, I won't destroy the city. Father God, we lift up your name in the city right now, God. We remind you there are righteous people still in this town. In this hour, Lord, I stand as we spend this time in your sanctuary. I stand and I lift up everyone in this town in need of you, Jesus. I pray for the churches, God. Jesus. You did not wait for us, Lord, but you came to us. You came to us, Lord. You came to us, Father. You came to us. And even right now, you're coming to us. Even right now, you're pouring your presence. Even right now, you're pouring your spirit. You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed yourself frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out for you, but you let me hear your voice calling me. And I'm forever grateful to you. And I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. And I'm forever grateful to you. And I'm forever grateful for the cross. And I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. Thank you, Jesus. You did not wait for me to draw near to you. You clothed yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out for you. You let me hear your voice calling me. And I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. Lord, I'm forever grateful to you. And I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. Lord, you came to seek and save the lost. You came to seek and save the lost.
grateful to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. To you, that you came to seek and save the lost. Lord, you came to seek and save. Oh, you came Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. You came to seek and save the lost.
Jesus, right now we want to pray for the prodigals. You know them by name, Lord. For those of us who have raised our kids in the kingdom, but yet they've backstabbed, they've backslid. They've gone back. Lord, we intercede for them, Lord. We ask for mercy. We ask that you release your angels to fight, to release the Holy Spirit power, to relieve. Release a fresh outpouring of your love in their soul, in their mind, in the mind of the lost ones. Hey, we call them forth, God. We release the spirit of repentance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you that you do that way. You didn't wait for us. But while we were yet sinners, you came after us, Lord. You came for me. We don't know what love is. You showed us what love is. When we were still far away from you in our mess, in our darkness, you showed us your compassion. And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you'd show the lost souls your compassion. Father, I pray even for people who just, there are some people who just come to church, but they have yet to encounter you, Lord. Fresh outpouring of your love, Father. And I'm forever grateful to you. And I'm forever grateful for the cross. And I'm forever grateful to you, that you came to seek and save the lost. I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you, that you came to seek and save the lost. Jesus, you came for me to seek and save. Father, as we pray this prayer right now, Lord, it is our hearts full of gratitude for all the things you've done for us, Lord. Thank you that you do not hold our sins and our past against us. I know many times, and if not all the times, the world or people, they want to hold our past against us. They want to hold our past sins, our past lives against us. But Lord God, we thank you that you do not hold our past against us, Lord. Lord, I pray for maybe for somebody right now dealing with condemnations, where the enemy is constantly coming and reminding them of their past. Your word says, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far you have removed our transgression from us. You are the God of restoration. You are a redeeming God. You are a refining God. Like we were learning Sunday, you are a God, you refine us, Lord. You refine us. You refine us. You redeem us. You are the God of restoration. Even right now in your presence, you are restoring my soul. Like David prayed, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In your presence, God, we become complete. In your presence, I complete. I become complete. Oh, I become whole in your presence, Father. Oh, I become whole. Oh, my diseases are healed. Oh, my sickness are healed, God. You're the God of restoration. You don't just restore our soul, but you restore our physical bodies as well. You restore our mind. You renew our mind, Lord. You restore my soul. You restore our soul. You refine us. You refine us, Lord. You refine us by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Even right now, God, we pray that you fall fresh on us. You fall fresh on our soul. You fall fresh. You renew. You refresh us in your presence, God. Oh, let your stream of water, let your river flow through our souls. Let it flow, God. Refine His fire. Set a fire down in my soul. Refine His fire of God. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you. Lord, I'm ready to do your will. Lord, I'm ready to do. We find us fire. My heart's one desire is to be choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master. Lord, I'm ready to do your will. I'm ready to do your. Oh, this is my prayer right now. Since my heart's cry, Lord, come refine by your fire. Choose to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy.
Master, I'm ready to do your will. Ready to follow. Lord, I'm ready. Make me ready. Oh, I'm ready to follow. Ready to take up the cross and follow. Oh Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to follow. This is my prayer. You created in me a pure heart, a pure heart, a pure heart, oh Lord. This is my heart's cry that you would create in me a pure heart, a pure heart, a pure heart, oh Lord. A pure heart, a pure heart, and a pure heart, oh Lord. A pure heart, a pure heart, a pure heart, oh Lord. Choose to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be, oh, I choose holiness, holy, set apart for you, my Master. I'm ready to do your will. Lord, I'm ready to do. We find as fire, Holy Spirit. My heart's one desire is to be set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master. Lord, I'm ready to do your will, not by power, not by might, by your Spirit. Well, do your will, not by power, not by might. Lord, I'm ready to do. Take me deeper. I'm ready to do your will. I'm ready to do your will. I'm ready to do your Lord, I'm ready to do your will. I'm ready to do your will, not by power, not by mind, by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by power, not by might, by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by power, not by might, by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by power, not by might, by my Spirit, says the Lord. Lord, I'm ready to do your will. I'm ready to follow. I will choose Christ. I will choose love. I choose to serve. Lord, I give my heart. I give my life. I give my all to you. I will choose Christ. I will choose love. I choose to serve. I give my heart. I give my life. I give my all to you. I give my all to you. Laid on the altar, I give my all to you. And I will choose Christ. I will choose love. I will choose to follow. I give my heart. I give my whole life. I give my all to you. I give my all to you. I give my all to you. I will choose Christ. I will choose love. I choose to serve Him. I give my heart. I give my life. I give my all to you. I give my all to you. Lord, I give my all to you. Oh, make your dwelling place within me, Jesus. I give it all. Come purify my heart. I give my hope and plans to you. Lord, I give my all. Oh, I will choose Christ. I will choose love. I choose to serve Him. I give my heart. I give my life. I give my all to you. I give my all to you. I give my all to you. Lord, I give it all, give it all, give it all, give it all to you. You're my good shepherd, you're my strong tower. Give it all, I trust in you, I trust in you, Jesus. I will choose Christ. I will choose love. I choose to serve. I give my heart. I give my life. I give my all to you. I give my all to you. I surrender it all to you. Lord, I give my all to you. I give my all. I will choose Christ. I will choose love. I choose to walk in forgiveness. Lord, I give my heart. I give my life. I give my all to you. I give my all to you. I need you. I need you. more than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing. I need you, Lord Jesus, I need you. I give my all to you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Have your way here. Have your way in me. Have your way. Have your way. We give you room, God. We give you access to have your way. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Have your way in me. Have your way.
Search us, Lord. Search me, O God. Search me deep within, Lord. See if there is anything in me that doesn't please you, Father. And reveal it. Bring it to my mind. Bring it to my attention so I can repent, Lord. Search me, Father.
Have your way. Have your way.
Father, I pray that we would not become wise in our own eyes, but we would trust, we would really trust you with our lives. Father God, this is our heart's cry this morning, that you would have your way in us. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would refine us, purify our hearts. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, he said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels. And then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Oh, thank you, Lord. I really like how it says it in the Passion Translation. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, if you truly want to follow me, you should at once completely reject and disown your own life. Wow. Oh, if you truly wants to follow me, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we truly want to follow you. But sometimes, Lord, I pray even right now for people who are struggling to count the cost. Count the cost to follow. So follow you. Salvation is free. But it's not, I mean, it's actually not free. We don't pay for it, but you paid for it, Father. But also for us to rejoice, enjoy the benefit of salvation. This is the price right here in Matthew chapter 16. We must deny. We must, it says, we must reject, wow, and disown our own life. And must be willing to share your cross and experience it as your own. Wow. Lord, I pray that you do this work in our lives this morning, that we would be willing to share your cross. We would not be ashamed of the cross. We would not be ashamed of the gospel. Because like it says also in your word, it says, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the cross. It is the power of God that delivers. It starts with the Jews, the Gentiles. Jews and Gentiles. And I can testify, Lord, it starts with me. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of you. I choose you, Jesus. We love you. I love you. Father, even I declare this over this congregation again today, Lord. We love Jesus here. We love Jesus' presence. Because when his Shekinah glory comes, when your presence comes, when your presence dwell here, when our hearts encounter your presence, we change from glory to glory. Lord, I thank you for doing this work in our hearts this morning. Thank you for a fresh outpouring of intimacy in this place, Lord. Father, I pray even for those who come here and they've been coming for years and they haven't encountered you. Father, I release a fresh encounter of your presence. Lord, I pray that you'd come around, come in and change the furniture, change things around, paint the color, give the walls the colors you want, change things around, have the stage, have access, be the king in our midst. Father, I thank you for your willingness, for the willingness you've given us to count the cross and pick up the cross every day, to identify with the cross, identify with the cross. What a beautiful thing. To identify with the cross. It says verse 5, verse 24, it says, as you continually surrender to my ways, and you must be willing to share my cross and experience it as your own, as you continually surrender to my ways. For if you choose self-sacrifice and lose your lives for my glory, you will continually discover true life. That's right. But if you choose to keep your lives for yourselves, you will forfeit what you try to keep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your presence. Father, thank you for, thank you for your presence. You do not hide it from us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we rest in you. We rest in you, Father. We rest in you. Thank you for making it so well with our souls. We bow down before you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You deserve it all. For healing. Thank you, Father. Finish to read this, to pray this prayer. Thank you, Lord. It says, therefore, I also pray after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. It says, I pray for all the saints. Yes, Lord, we pray for all the saints. We give thanks to you, Father, for all the saints. Lord, we mention the name of the missionaries. Yeah, we pray for the missionaries, Father. We pray for the missionaries, the people not only overseas, but the missionaries in this country. We thank you for sending missionaries in America. Lord, this week as we people are celebrating Independence Day, the 4th of July, Lord, I pray that you would give Americans a revelation of how of a good of a country they live in. Instead of tearing it down, instead of allowing the spirit of division to come in, Lord, I pray that you would allow us to realize we live in a blessed country. So, Father, we ask that you'd bless America. I pray for our country this morning, because your word has commanded us to do that in Jeremiah. It says to pray for our land because our well-being depends on it. Lord, we pray for those in authority. We pray, Father, that you would rise up people of integrity. You would rise up people of the fear of the Lord in power. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. So, yes, Father, we pray that. Father, I pray that the eyes of many would open to understand how deep, how wide, how long your love is. Lord, I pray that you would give your followers, the kingdom citizens, give them wisdom how to navigate through this life, how to navigate through life's relationship. Lord, I come against the spirit of resentment, the spirit of unforgiveness in the church. I pray against that. Lord, I release a humble spirit, the childish spirit. When I say childish, it's more like a child heart, for us to have a children heart. A humble heart. That's it, a humble heart. A heart like a child. give us a heart like a child, to believe, to trust, and to be humble. Thank you, Lord. Open the eyes of those who are still yet to see you. Enlighten their spirit. Let them know of the hope that you've calling them to. Let them know of the riches and the glory and the inheritance that we have in you. Father, we thank you for the hope we have in you, Lord. We thank you for the hope we have in you. Thank you, Lord.